Today we'll be going to one of the most inspiring and sacred places in all of Jagannath Puri. So get ready. We're going to Toto Gopinath Temple. And to prepare us for that visit to the Toto Gopinath Temple, I'd like to give some description about Gadadhar Pandit, who was the worshipper of the Gopinath temple, a Gopinath deity at Toto Gopinath. The whole of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is fully in the transcendental realm. So to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela and the personalities in his Leela, it's not accessible by having a big brain or being very expert in speculation and imagining. And just, one cannot understand. Just do a little quick. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Radha in one form. And during his first 24 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna in Radha Bhav, at least as his Leela unfolds, he had two wives. First Lakshmi Priya, then Vishnu Priya. And then he took sannyas. And when he took sannyas, he came here to Jagannath Puri in the mood of Radha, in the constant association of Gadadhar Pandit, who is Radha. And Radha, or Gadadhar Pandit, worshipped Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis. And yet, he gave up his worship of Gopinath to leave Puri and be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's about transcendental loving exchange in different varieties and inconceivable transcendental ways. So the way to understand Lord Chaitanya's transcendental Leela is only by receiving his mercy. Otherwise not possible. And his mercy comes through his loving associates. So if we get the mercy of his loving associates, we can get Mahaprabhu's mercy. And so just hearing about Gadadhar Pandit is one way of invoking his mercy. So we'll try to describe what our great acharyas have provided us with the glories of Gadadhar Pandit. He was about the same age as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when you think of Gadadhar Pandit, they're age-wise their peers in Leela. He was the son of the very learned and highly respectable Brahmana named Madhava Mishra. And his mother's name was Ratnavali. Very much appreciated and respected residents in Navadvip. The characteristics consistently throughout his life of Gadadhar Pandit that he showed from his earliest age was he was very mild and gentle. Unlike Nimai, who was very mischievous and always causing grief to others by challenging and different types of mischief. Gadadhar Pandit was just the opposite. Very calm, very gentle, very peaceful, very reserved in nature. He was also very renounced, not just like a sannyasi in his adult stage, in his childhood. He had no interest in anything material, frivolous play of children. Ever see a child that's not frivolous and doesn't like to play and babble and, you know, do childish things because they're children? Not Gadadhar Pandit. He had no interest in such things. No interest in such things. He did have interest. His interest was in devotion to Krishna. And naturally so. He's Srimati Radharani. Interest in Krishna alone. From day one, interest in Krishna alone. And Gadadhar Pandit was very expert in his studies. But he was not like the assiduous student that Nimai was. He was really only interested in devotion. And he was, from the very beginning, so attached, as he was throughout his life, so attached to Nimai. He couldn't bear to be not in his presence. But at the same time, because of Mahaprabhu's scholarly lila, he couldn't stand to be around him. Because Nimai would always do this challenging and debating and arguing and logic over mundane things, and Gadadhar Pandit had no interest in mundane things. But he had this uncontrollable attraction to Nimai with affection. But he couldn't stand being around him. It was so painful for him. And the brash, arrogant, proud, challenging Nimai wouldn't stop. It was incessant. So Gadadhar Pandit had to keep himself separate. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's one description that Lord Chaitanya knew the affection of Gadadhar Pandit, and yet he performed his lila with him nonetheless. Gadadhar, please tell me what is the definition of liberation? Gadadhar knew the definition of liberation, and he gave the definition of liberation. Liberation means that one goes beyond the bondage of karmic works and becomes situated free from the influence of karma and the modes of nature. Wrong. That is an incomplete understanding. You will understand if you go back home and study again. Good luck. I'll see you tomorrow. Do your studies very well. Indirectly, he's indicating that's not a proper understanding. Real liberation means devotional service. But he didn't say. He just challenged. From that day, Gadadhar Pandit decided, I can't deal with this. As painful as it was. We also find in Chaitanya Bhagavat the visit of Ishwara Puri to Navadvip. Ishwara Puri became the spiritual master of Gadadhar Pandit, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he came to visit Navadvip, because Ishwara Puri was a Vaishnav, and Gadadhar Pandit had unflinching attraction to Krishna, and Ishwara Puri had written a book called Krishna Lilamrita, Gadadhar, it was like iron filings in a magnet. Gadadhar was so attracted to Ishwara Puri, although he was just a small boy, he wanted to be with him all the time and hear Krishna Lilamrita from Ishwara Puri. And Ishwara Puri very much appreciated the gentle, refined nature of Gadadhar, and yet from within that gentle nature, this strong attraction for Krishna, so too. He enjoyed very much sharing Krishna Katha with him. And Gadadhar was so happy to receive that association. It was actually Gadadhar who one day, when Ishwara Puri was walking along the banks of the Ganga with Gadadhar, and he saw Nimai, he saw a group of students seated under a tree, large group of students and one teacher. He gestured and said, "Do you know who that is?" "Oh yes, that's Nimai Pandit. You must have heard. He's the most learned personality in all of Navadvipa. Even the adults, even the elder Brahmins, everyone knows Nimai Pandit is the most learned." Ishwara Puri said, "Can you introduce him to me?" So the introduction was made. A very nice painting. Nimai humbled himself before Ishwara Puri instead of being the proud. He humbled himself before Ishwara Puri, bowed before him, touched his feet, and requested Ishwara Puri, "On behalf of my mother and father, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, would you kindly grace our home and come for lunch one day?" Ishwara Puri said, "Oh, your father is Jagannath Mishra. I've heard of him. Yes, I will gladly accept your invitation." And so on. But just focusing on Gadadhar Pandit. So, when Ishwara Puri visited Jagannath Mishra's home, Nimai was there waiting. And as was the custom at the time, he received him with very high appreciation. He washed his feet. He personally served the items that Mother Sachi had cooked. And then after their meal, Ishwara Puri was discussing with Nimai, "I understand that you're very, very expert in grammar. If you would be so kind, could you look through and examine my Krishna Lilamrita and see if there's any grammatical mistakes?" Nimai said, "For someone of a saintly personality, Vaishnava like yourself, to even consider that there may be mistakes would be an offense. How is it possible that you could make mistakes? And someone to think, oh, let me analyze this. It would be, in principle, wrong. How can I do like you're asking?" Humble. Unlike the character otherwise of Nimai. And Ishwara Puri replied, No. "I'm requesting a service. You have this gift from Krishna. You can use this gift from Krishna in service to Krishna." Ishwara Puri is engaging him in service. And so, on the principle of service, Nimai accepted. Ishwara Puri remained in Navadvipa for a number of months, and each evening after school, Nimai and Gadadhar would sit and hear from Ishwarpuri Krishna Lilamrita, sitting at his feet, hearing from him. After many days, Nimai made a suggestion. There's a particular word that you use today, something. And the tense of the word should not be this, it should be that. That would be grammatically best. Ishwarpuri said, let me consider your recommendation, and when we get together tomorrow, we can discuss. So when they were together the next day, Ishwarpuri said, I thought very carefully about the recommendation, and the use of the word with this tense instead of that tense is just appropriate because, and he gave the explanation, the indication I want to give is this indication, not that, and therefore it's just fine, but thank you for your recommendation. Nimai Pandit, who never missed a chance for debate and always won, folded his hands and happily accepted defeat from Ishwarpuri. And there's a transcendental reason why. The transcendental reason is just as he said before. From when he was debating with others, it was others that are not in pure consciousness, where the issue of right and wrong is everything. And there's principles above right and wrong. There's the principle of pure devotion. One who is situated in pure devotion, as he said when he first addressed Ishwarpuri, these things are insignificant. And it's offensive. It's, in principle, offensive to consider this is above that. So with Ishwarpuri, no problem. With others, problem. And submission. And through that submission, and through the hearing, a great bond of affection developed between the two. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation from Ishwarpuri. Gadadhar Pandit did not accept initiation from Ishwarpuri. Rather, Mahaprabhu, one time, announced to the devotees, last night I had a dream. In the dream, I saw this effulgent chariot come into Navadvipa, and riding in the chariot was a dazzling personality. I don't know who that person was, but I think very soon in Navadvipa, a great personality is going to come here. And sure enough, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was previously situated elsewhere in Bangladesh, from the same hometown as Mukunda Datta, he came to take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, but he came otherwise just to be in the company of the learned scholarship that Navadvipa afforded and very, very elevated Vaishnavas. So, one of the friends of Gadadhar Pandit was Mukunda Datta. And Mukunda Datta knew from his previously residing where Pundarik Vidyanidhi was of the excellent spiritual qualification of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So he told his friend Gadadhar, do you remember that dream that Mahaprabhu had? The person has come. And I know the person. I'd like to introduce you to him. Let's go. So they both went to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now, invoke in your mind the character of Gadadhar, from childhood, no interest in anything material. And when he came into the presence of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he saw just the opposite. At least it looked like. There was Pundarik Vidyanidhi, you know, something out of a film or something, you know, lounging on silk pillows, with persons fanning him, with glasses of different beverages of all descriptions, perfuming, looking at itself in the mirror and stroking his nice hair. And Gadadhar thought, he didn't say, why has Mukunda brought me here in front of this person? It's just a sense gratifier. He knows I have no interest in any of this. Mukundadatta knew Gadadhar's heart, and so he sang. Mukundadatta was a very expert singer, so he sang one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It was a verse describing Uddhava's perception of and his realization of the gopis in Vraja. And when he sang Pundarik Vidyanidhi, hearing this very sweetly sung transcendental message, became enlivened like anything in spiritual ecstasy, so much so that he lost control. He fell from his comfortable seat onto the floor and everything went flying in all directions. Mukundadat kept singing. And he was rolling on the ground and crying and completely separate from external consciousness, just absorbed in ecstatic devotion. Gadadhar was just amazed. He had not seen anything like this. What spiritual position must Pundarik Vidyanidhi be in? Who can understand? When Mukundadatta stopped singing, and after some time, Pundarik Vidyanidhi regained composure and restored himself to external consciousness. And Gadadhar Pandit, with his hands folded, stood before Pundarik Vidyanidhi and said, I've made a very grave mistake. I thought of you as a worldly personality, but by the grace of Mukundadatta, I can now understand it is not so. And I don't know how to relieve myself of that grievous offense. The only thing I can think is, I would like you to be so kind as to accept me as your disciple. Pundarik Vidyanidhi knowingly smiled. And on an auspicious day, we can do. So, Gauragonadesh Deepika describes that Pundarik Vidyanidhi is King Vrishabhanu in Krishna Lila. So how appropriate. King Vrishabhanu accepts Radha as a disciple. Or Pundarik Vidyanidhi accepts Gadadhar Pandit as a disciple. Though very revealing in many ways, one cannot and one should not estimate someone's spiritual position by some external situation. One might think, but one should be very careful in, as they say, judging another. But what's most important is the Krishna consciousness that one carries. So although Pundarik Vidyanidhi and the
followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were all quite renounced, but there were some that were very, very opulent. Vasudev Dutt was extremely wealthy, but he just gave all his wealth away. Shivananda Sen was very expert in managing things. At one point in time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Shivananda Sen, please manage the financial affairs of Vasudev Dutt. Because he has wealth, but he's spending it on all the Vaishnavas in such a way he can't even take care of his family. He manages financial affairs. Shivananda Sen was very, very expert. So if someone is poor or wealthy, educated or not educated, you look at any material qualification, that's not the determinant qualification or disqualification for spiritual elevation. Pundarik Vidyaniti's situation is unique. One certainly should not imitate Pundarik Vidyaniti. One should not imitate Jagannath Das Babaji and Gaurakishore Das Babaji either. We don't imitate, but we can understand from this very wonderful example what's truly important is one's attraction for Krishna, one's love and devotion for Krishna. In the very last chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat, an interesting exchange that's worth noting takes place. Gadadhar Pandit asks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you give me mantra again? He said, because of so much material association, I feel that the full potency of the mantra is no longer accessible to me. Can you give mantra again? And Mahaprabhu said, this is not possible. One does not receive mantra again. There's one Diksha Guru. Pudulik Vidyaniti is your Diksha Guru. One does not receive mantra again. That would be a very serious transgression on both of our parts. Your devotion is sufficient. So, these are pastimes that took place before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a devotee, or in his lila, prior to his initiation to Ishwara Puri. Then there's a whole other set of exchanges that took place. Gadadhar Pandit could finally associate with Nimai without the obstacle of Nimai's attraction for arrogant argumentation. After coming back from Gaya, when Nimai went to Kanai Natashala on his way back to Navadvip, Chaitanya Bhagavat describes he saw Krishna, just like we described in the Jagannath Ballabh Gardens. He saw Krishna. And he ran toward Krishna. Krishna smiled, ducked behind a tree, and then was gone. Mahaprabhu was devastated. Krishna, where have you gone? And he couldn't say or think anything other. Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where have you gone? Krishna, you're the Lord of my life. Please don't do this. Krishna, where are you? It went on for hours in madness of separation. The devotees were astounded because this isn't the Nimai who, before he went to Gaya. Finally, when he calmed himself, he said, please let the devotees know that I would like to speak with them tomorrow, confidentially. I will go to the house of Suklambar Brahmachari. Please invite all of my friends to come. I'd like to disclose my heart to them. And So the next morning, word spread fast. Nimai's become a devotee. Some people couldn't believe it. It was too good to be true, or, you know, the persona was so different than a devotee previously. So everyone came together. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to describe what had transpired since he left Navadvipa, having gone to Gaya, Ishwarapuri initiation. He started to describe, and he couldn't get through the first sentence. He just broke down crying. Again, saying incessantly, I went to Kanainatashava, and I was so eager to see Krishna. And then Krishna appeared, and suddenly he was gone. Where is Krishna? Krishna, where? And fell apart, crying and crying. The devotees had these torn emotions of how wonderful. But because Nimai was their life and soul, and he was feeling such pain of separation, they also felt such pain empathetically, joyful and pain at the same time. Gadadhar Pandit was horrible at last. So he then was able, to his heart's delight, constantly associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the same mood, where is Krishna? Where has he gone? Gadadhar, where is Krishna? You're a great devotee. You must know, where is Krishna? Gadadhar said very simply, he's in your heart. Krishna's in your heart. Mahaprabhu looked at his chest, and with his nails, he started ripping apart his chest. Gadadhar Pandit very gently placed his hand on Nimai's hand and said, no, not like that. Be patient. He will show himself to you again. And Nimai became calmed. Mother Sachi was watching this exchange. And she later pulled Gadadhar Pandit to the side and said, Gadadhar, you are very calm and very wise. My son Nimai, he sometimes becomes very wild. I don't know what might happen. But just by your association, he becomes again calm. Can you always stay with him? Yes, yes. I want to always stay with him. Under your order, I will always stay with Nimai. Just to show the intimacy of the love of these two in their lila. Since childhood, Nimai Pandit, being a Brahmin, he was engaged in worship of his Shalagram Shiva. In fact, when Nimai was a teacher, if students would show up for class without wearing their tilak, he would send them home, saying, the body that's not decorated by tilak is like the body of a butcher shop. And I heard Prabhupada say that like long ago, like, you know, when we were little grasshoppers bumping around, little kids. Okay, we'll put tilak on. But the lila behind it is, Mahaprabhu said that you cannot possibly learn unless you've undergone prior purification. The prior purification is the brahmanas would rise, take their bath, apply tilak, worship their Shalagram Shila, then come to here. Nice. So without tilak meant they hadn't done their worship. They didn't attend Mangalarti. Didn't do their puja. You can't be my student if you can't do that purification first.
go home. When you finish your puja, you can come back to class.
So since childhood,
Nimai was worshipping Shalagram Shiva.
But after he had become in this state of ecstasy and devotion, it was very difficult for him to do his worship. He would sit down with the Shiva on the worship table and pick up the Shalagram to begin the worship, and understanding this is Krishna, he would just cry. And the tears were so profuse that his clothing would be soaked. And in that condition, he couldn't worship Shiva. He put the Shiva back down, went, took his bath, put on fresh cloth, again sat down, began his worship, and the same thing happened again. And the same thing happened again. Uncontrollable tears. Just in thinking of Krishna with such focus and intensity. Finally, he went down the street to where Gadadhar resided, and he said to Gadadhar, "I can't do this anymore. I'm too unfortunate. I'm too much an offender. Can you please worship my Shalagram Shiva for me each day?" So Gadadhar Pandit did that service and recognized the transcendental emotion. He was worshipping the form of Krishna in Shalagram Shiva that Mahaprabhu in his Radha Bhav was worshipping. Gadadhar did that worship. The same leela is repeated here in Puri with Gopinath. Totally transcendental. And filled with loving exchange. Simply a leela of loving exchange in different variety. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. We heard last night some of the exchanges that took place between Jagatananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, and Mahaprabhu. We can understand there are many, many, innumerable of such loving exchanges between them, or amongst them, in this growing incubation stage. One time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with Gadadhar Pandit to see Advaita. Advaitacharya was worshipping his deity. And while he was worshipping his deity, he was chanting various mantras in glorification of Krishna. When Mahaprabhu heard the prayers of glorification of Krishna, he became unsteady. And then his ecstasy erupted and he fell to the ground, unconscious. Advaitacharya turned. Normally one does not interrupt one's deity worship for anything. Advaitacharya put his paraphernalia down, got up, sat at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, placed his paraphernalia there, and began worshipping the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit was shocked. Advaitacharya Prabhu, what are you doing? Advaita turned and said, "You foolish boy, you are still thinking he's an ordinary living entity? Someday you'll understand." And continued worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Gadadhar Pandit then had the realization. He's not just a great devotee and my dearmost friend. He's the personality of Godhead. So we heard this pastime with the parrot, Jagatananda, very, very intimate. because it's very intimate associates of Mahaprabhu. The parrot glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and Gadadhar as Radha. And Jagatananda understood this. Although even he says, although I understand it, I can't enter into it. It's what to speak of ourselves, so don't feel bad, Prabhus. But we can appreciate that these souls performing Leela in this world were exchanging like Radha and Krishna. And Jagatananda, in the mood like the left-wing gopis, or specifically as Satyabhama. I mean, it's just... Whew. But the Leelas are embedded with those spiritual potencies. And again, our attention should go to the nature of the loving exchanges. Because that's his pastimes. There's loving exchanges in different varieties. So one of those loving exchanges was his decision, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's decision to take sannyas. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that deliberately Mahaprabhu did not inform many people of his intention to take sannyas. The first person that he did inform was Lord Nityananda. And he informed Lord Nityananda in one of these no one else could understand it kind of dialogues. Immediately, Nityananda understood, because he knew the heart of Mahaprabhu. There's a particular Ayurvedic medicine, the name of which I'm forgetting, but Mahaprabhu said, just as this particular Ayurvedic medicine, when taken, is meant to reduce phlegm, but somehow by administering this medicine, the phlegm is increasing. And Lord Nityananda understood, Lord Chaitanya is going to take sannyas. The idea is that by taking part in active, Mahaprabhu descended into this world to deliver persons from their material condition of life. And the circumstance was that as he was experiencing love of God, in the role of the teacher, his own students didn't understand his mood and began criticizing him for his love of God activity and speech. So although I came to administer this medicine, the material condition is increasing. I have to leave this role of being a teacher. And so Lord Nityananda and takes sannyas. Why? For the benefit of those persons who he came to deliver, who, because of their pride and because of their stubborn consciousness fixed in the material conception, could only understand something material like taking sannyas, rather than understanding something transcendental for what it is, transcendental emotion. So Lord Nityananda responded, my Lord, how can you do this? Everyone in Navadvipa will be devastated. He could hardly speak. And then he responded by saying, you are my master. Whatever it is that your desire, that is my desire. So Nimai said to Nitai, do not disclose this to anyone. We will only inform a handful of persons. And one of those persons was Gadadhar Pandit. Imagine Gadadhar Pandit's reaction. Directly Mahaprabhu informed him, very soon I'm going to leave Navadvipa and accept sannyas. Narada Pandit was stunned. Just like stone. He simply wants to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how can he say anything other than, great, whatever you want? He couldn't say that. And he couldn't say, you can't do that. So he was frozen. Finally he spoke. And he said, what kind of religious principle is this? You're going to kill your mother. Mother Sachi, all she has is you. Jagannath Mishra is gone. Vishwarup is gone. You're all that she has as her protector. And you're going away. You can't do this. You can't do this. Mahaprabhu paused. Said, I must. For the purpose for which I've come, I must. Gadadhar Pandit just broke down crying. Because he understood, this is the Lord's will, and the will of the Lord is unbreakable. And the impending separation was too much for him to bear. He just cried. And Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Gadadhar Pandit simply weeping. Later, Gadadhar Pandit had regained his composure. He accepted, this is the will of my Lord. So they went together, the two brothers, the two, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar, went to visit Gadadhar's younger brother, Dvijavaninath. We visited the residence of Dvijavaninath in Champahati in Mayapur. So Madhava Mishra had two sons, Gadadhar Pandit and Dvijavaninath. Now, like Gadadhar, Dvijavaninath was a very gentle, reserved, very similar disposition. With Gadadhar, they went to inform Dvijavaninath. And his response was, how will I live without you? You're my life. Of course, all the residents of Navadvipa felt like that. And therefore, Mahaprabhu chose to not inform everyone because they wouldn't let him go. They would try to bind him by their emotion. But when he informed Dvijavaninath, with such sincerity, he was appealing to Mahaprabhu. Please don't leave. How will I live? Out of his reciprocation with the deep love and attachment that Dvijavaninath had, Mahaprabhu sanctioned what had not happened before in his Leela. He sanctioned that a deity of himself and Gadadhar be made. So, this deity of Gaur Gadadhar is present in Champahati. By Mahaprabhu's direct sanctioning for that, There are three in Mayapur, or in Navadvip area, there are three deities that have this very special historical significance. The deity that was worshipped by Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya, the wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu provided her with that deity or sanction that she could, in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, receive this deity to worship. The deity of Dvijavaninath and the deity of Gauridas Pandit and Ambika Kalna, a deity that Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda personally manifested. Deep spiritual significance, and when you visit each of these deities, you feel something very special. I mean, Gaura-Nitai or Gaura-Nitai, but there's something very special with these three deities. It's the spiritual emotion of them. And Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. And he came here to Jagannath Puri. And when we go to Tota Gopinath Temple, we'll describe his pastimes with Gadadhar Pandit here in Puri from that time when the two of them came together, and some of the glories of the Tota Gopinath deity directly. Shri Gadadhar Pandit ki, Shri Shri Gaura Nitai ki, Sambhira Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanandi.